This episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you by Bluehost Hosting, where they've got unlimited space, unlimited hosting, unlimited bandwidth. Check it out today. It's the host we use at nlcast.com/Bluehost. Also by the Lotto Tube, a free lottery where people pick three numbers in between 1 and 50. Subscribe to the Lotto Tube at www.youtube.com/thelottotube. It's the only free lottery in the world, youtube.com/thelottotube. And by the West Side of Mars podcast, a clean comedy show by Drew Covert. Check it out at westsideofmars.com. And by listeners Anna Silva, Janos Strisbeck, and Tamara Selleck. This show is for you guys.
I got a bad feeling about this.
No!
Listening to Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hey, everybody, how are you? little bit glad to be here. My name is James. Welcome to Nobody's Listening, the show where we tell funny life stories, yours and ours. This is episode 192, brought to you the week of April 3rd, 2012. As I said before, I am your host. My name is James, and that's spelled J-A-Y-M-Z. Not really. And with me is John Steinklauber. How you doing, John?
Better than I deserve.
Awesome. That's a cop-out, man.
I
tell you.
I know. I stole it straight from Dave Ramsey.
I was about to say, it sounds like something. Oh, you're right. It sounds like something people would say at church. You know, you're just like, how you doing? I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Beyond measure.
You know, I lost both my children. My car chopped me in half. I barely dragged my bloody stump of a self up here, but I'm blessed. So, I used to say that, you know, being a pastor, people would be like, I'm blessed. And I'm like, that's awesome. But how are you doing? You know, how's that treating you? On a scale of 1 to 10, how blessed are you? Can you nail down specific blessings? You know, so you just challenge people on that. We have a special guest host with us today, filling in the third chair that Ethan Nicole has left blank because homeboy's traveling, making money, becoming famouser and famouser. I'd like to introduce you guys to a guy I call lovingly K. Michael Boyfriend. His name is Mike Prince to everybody else. I don't know why I said that. Huh? Mike Prince, how you doing, buddy?
Hey. And I'm blessed.
Oh, good. Now that you know I have a man crush on you and always have.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. Just didn't know.
It's a first.
Did I ever tell you your wife looks like an ex-girlfriend of mine?
Yes, every time we chat.
It is uncanny, that's why.
Yeah.
It's really uncanny. Actually, I looked her up on Facebook, not your wife. I looked up the ex, and life has not been kind. So she doesn't look like your wife awesome. Does now. She looked like I remembered her looking back then, and it's just uncanny. Absolutely outside of a can. So
I get it now.
Yeah. Hey, we always open the show with a song, and we're going to do it this time. We're going to return to a fan favorite and our favorite, even if the fans don't like it. Who cares about you fans? Perry Grip. It's a song called Neon Pegasus, and it rocks. Goes a little something like this.
Spread your wings, neon Pegasus, and go flying through the night.
Oh, I like it.
They can take your already. Glitter, but they can't
yeah.
take
voice
away
is so good. I love it when he doesn't do and the chipmunk thing. Come on, put that fist up in the air and pump it. Like you're knocking on a door. Like you're nailing something to the Wittenberg door. Right. I'm about to start singing.
Never again.
The marzipan. Cause the marzipan sucks.
Never again.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
It's a vocal solo.
Saw you defeating the Gummy King's gluten.
Why does he always talk in the middle of songs?
You ain't no ordinary Pegasus.
And why does he use that voice? like he's Rocky. Yeah.
Out there with your dreams. Your sparkly dreams.
Sparkly dreams.
Genetically modified salamander with a face just like George Clooney.
It's there.
It's in the video.
The rockabilly worm from Spaceland.
Rockabilly worm from Spaceland, yeah.
To be lonely.
Never again.
To be without a home.
Never again.
To the gummy king's throne. Never again. Never again.
Because he did it once and that was enough.
Never again.
But never again. How do you think he became Neon in the first place?
Never again.
Neon. Never again. Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, 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 yeah.
You must follow.
Follow your dreams. Follow your dreams. Follow your dreams, babe. You neon Pegasus. What color do you pee? What color do you pee?
Green.
Neon Pegasus.
Like taking lots of vitamins.
Very bright yellow.
That yes. color.
It is. I like to. It's a color I like to call Katniss Evergreen Brown, Everdeen Brown. Have you read that book? Any of you guys the Hunger Games with Katniss Everdeen?
Well, my wife has.
Okay, there's a part in there where she literally says that she's peeing brown.
What?
Yeah, because she's really dehydrated. You know, it's like a survival book, partly. You know. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so Katniss Everdeen Brown should be a Crayola crayon color.
Gross.
That's sick.
Speaking of Everdeen awesome. And all that, let's do this.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, we can do that. Update.
I miss the guy that did my voiceovers. It's Ray. Ray Mabian.
Okay, we can do that.
We can do that. Man, and he fit that voice. You know how sometimes voiceover guys... they just don't look like you wanted them to. They're just like a little weasel dude, you know, with his giant voice. He was huge.
Looks like he sounds.
Yes.
That's rare.
Very rare. Like you just imagine when he's talking, he's leaning back, kind of looking down at you and smiling. Hey, you know, like Fat Albert did, you know, he's always kind of leaning back. Yeah, that's him, and he was awesome.
Nice.
Weekly update time, and that's where we go back the last 7 days or so, unless you're Pastor Mike Juan, and you cheat and do something from beyond. But
I'm going to cheat.
I'm going to cheat as well, because it's been 2 weeks since we did a show, so I get 2 weeks' worth of stuff. And we had spring break, and we took the kids to Disney World, and I've decided that I hate one part of Disney World, and that is the bratty white children. The upper class white children who cry at Disney World. How are you going to cry? You're at Disney World.
There's no crying. There's no crying at Disney.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How are you going to cry at Disney World? You know, the Mickey freaking Mouse is there.
They call it the happiest place on earth.
Yes. It's the crappiest place on earth when you've got a freaking... third grader screaming because he didn't get a Mickey Mouse shaped ice cream cone or something. It's like your parents paid $3,000 to ship you over here from, because there's tons of people from other countries. So let's just pick one, London, England. And you're like, you got the cutest accent in the world and you're pitching a raving fit because I don't even know why. And I'm not dogging out kids that are just tired. Yeah. But they're just like, you know, and I don't know. If you want to hear more about that, I've got a little show I do called Stuff I Wish I Could Say. And I rant about that for a long time and really get down and dirty on. I mean, because if you can't be happy at Disney World, you just can't be happy. What are your chances of being happy anywhere after that? You know, there is no happier place on earth. And in the show, I argue, you know, people will be like, well, when I was, you know, my wife was having her baby, that was a wonderful place. No, it wasn't. It really was. It was a wonderful moment. It was a wonderful time, but it was not a wonderful place. There were people. They were all there. There were weird lights. Stuff was coming out of your spouse. stuff. Yeah. I mean, lots of stuff. Yeah.
It's never wonderful.
And it's not a it's not a time in your life where you're going to be like, let's go on vacation and watch people give birth. And so it's not a wonderful place. Disney World is that place. And if you cannot be happy with Splash Mountain in the background, you know, with the Disney castle, you know, with Mickey Mouse walking around signing your $13 autograph book, you cannot be happy. So
no, I agree.
Bothers me. That's not a weekly update. That's just me being mad. Get it all out. And this isn't a weekly update either. This is more of a public service announcement straight from the Gospel of Kennison. I don't care how much you love the name Katniss. Do not name your daughter Katniss.
I saw that tweet.
Wait, seriously, what? Katniss Everdeen. Katniss. It's spelled just Katniss. Like it sounds. Katniss. It is a very pretty name. I'll get in the context of the book. But so is Leia. Don't name your kids Leia. We didn't do that in the 70s and the 80s. So this generation has got to uphold some standards and just say, we're not going to do that. It's a cute name. It makes a great Katniss. Twitter name. But do not name your daughter, your baby girl, Katniss. I'll allow it as a nickname, but no. So just letting you know, if you name your kid Katniss, you're going to be in trouble.
What would that be a nickname for?
Cat-like behavior. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, the other guy, the male lead in the program is called PETA, as far as the way I pronounce it. And so there's PETA for you, the animal lovers. So
yeah,
he's just got one extra letter in his name. So I don't know. Okay, here's another wonderful thing. I want to tell you guys that they have Legos on sale at Target.
What?
If you go to Target right now, Legos are on sale.
Nice.
John's gone. Well, wait, let me tell you something. They're on sale. There is a $30 set for, I want to say $35. It's on sale for $34.98. I kid you not. It's on sale for 12 cents.
That's just not even nice.
It's stupid. It's the stupidest thing.
Toys R Us has them buy one, get one 50% off, which is about 25% off each if you buy two, right?
Yeah, and the point, but the Target sales are literally a quarter here, 12 cents there, 90 cents there, and these massive sets on sale for nothing, you know?
It's crazy.
It's stupid, and they wasted the paper. They lost money because the paper they printed the sale ad on costs more than what they're going to make up in sales.
What they're going to make.
Oh, so Target's crazy. Stupid.
I love Target though.
Honestly, me and my wife did our budget, you know, and we have a little graph, a little pie graph that it does, you know, and
yours looks like Target.
Target, there is nothing else. It looks like a Target. It's just all red and the blood of my paycheck is coming out of the center of it.
Coming out of Target.
Dry.
I did decide at Disney though. I told my kids. Because they have this thing called a fast pass. Have you heard about this? You don't have to wait in line. You go and you get a fast pass, and they tell you, come back between 4 and 5, and we'll put you at the front of the line. It's an awesome thing. Well, I told my kids, because you can only get one fast pass at a time, but I said, guys, if you act up and you act like any of these little spoiled white kids around here, no fast pass is needed. You will get a fresh Disney whooping, front of the line, anytime. You will get a Disney whooping. And I will sing while I'm whooping you and be like, bringing up the old school Disney. Today is Tuesday. You know what that means. You're going to get a special beating today. You know, so Annette Funicello will show up.
And it's a beating after all.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so the last thing, I got a couple more. Dragon Con, dude. Me and John are going to Dragon Con in next year. We've already got plans. And you know why? Because I realized it. I don't know who realized it first. But John looks a lot like Simon Pegg, or could look like Simon Pegg.
You think so?
I do. And I look like the fat dude. I don't know his name. But it's easy for me. So we need to go and dress up, because I like the idea of dressing up. I don't like the idea of dressing up like weirdo people do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like going
to dress up like Cho Cho Michon firepower kid.
Yeah, I ain't carrying a sword bigger than my single wide trailer that I live in, you know. So I could dress up in a normal outfit that just happens to look like somebody in a movie. So John and I are going as Shaun of the Dead dude and his sidekick Rufus there or whatever. And and then if we really got spanky, we could do Hot Fuzz and get us some cop outfits.
That was a good one too.
That's treading the line though between what we were just talking about though. And then I don't know if they're doing this in your town, but in my town, in Tampa, Florida, on May 3rd, they've got in advance of the Avengers movie that will release May 4th, 12:01 a.m. Starting at 11:30 the previous day, they're having a Marvel movie marathon where they're showing six films, all of them in a row. The Hulk, the good one, Thor, both Iron Man. What else is there? Something else. I don't know.
Captain America.
Yeah. So all of those are going to be shown in a row, and I'm going. And it's going to be rad.
Dude, that's cool. Lucky.
Did we lose Mikey Wan there?
I think we did. I don't know.
I think we did.
You did?
Wow.
I thought I heard something fall off, and maybe he's just being really quiet.
Maybe he's offended by Disney spankings.
Give him a call back.
Yeah, I will. But anyway, so I'm going to that. And if you are in the area, you know, if you're listening to this and you're just like, dude, I'd love to hang out with James for six stinking hours in a row, plus the Avengers movie. Why not? It's $40 and we're going to
$40 for 6 hours of movie.
Yeah.
That's actually a really good deal because it's usually $10
and you get these special, 3D glasses, you know, they're shaped like Iron Man or, you know, any of these, but, I've got me and two other guys are going right now, a couple guys from church and I'd love to add you to the list. We're going to Veterans AMC in Tampa, Florida. So just email me and let you know you're going, and we'll make sure and show up at the same time, get our tickets together, and go for it. So why not? I figured I'd put that out there. All right, John, what's yours, man?
I had the privilege of going to a funeral the other day.
Oh, man.
That's and, well, it was for my wife's grandmother.
Aww.
And she was like 99, bro, so she lived a great life. And so it was good. However, I also had kid duty, and you know,
in a bag?
What? No, not that kind.
Knowing you, I'm bringing this to the funeral just in case.
Yeah, just in case this thing gets a little out of hand. No, yeah.
If an opportunity presents itself.
Nine. I had to watch James, the youngest, the 2-year-old.
James the lesser,
2.5-year-old now, and so because you know. Amy's the grandchild, and she's one of only a few of them. And so they were there, and she was up near the casket and stuff. This was a graveside service. And so my son decides that he wants to start exploring, which is okay. You know, they're having this big long prayer, and it just kept going. And so he wanted to explore. I didn't want him to just be loud and stuff next to the graveside, you know, solemn moments of the funeral service.
Mm-hmm.
And so he starts running, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, I don't want to run away from this funeral. You know, it's out in the middle of the graveyard. But so he starts running. He starts going down the side street that's kind of running parallel to the direction that everybody is facing. and then he turns back to me while he's starting to run. I'm starting to speed up a little bit so I can get him. He turns back to me, and he's learning to speak pretty good. He yells at me in some kind of weird language that he knows. And then he says, "You don't know what you're talking about." That's become his battle cry. "You don't know what you're talking about." And I'm like, oh, man. I look over and people are just kind of looking over at us. And
that is amazing.
Steer him away. But at the most opportune time, this kid knows how to call me out.
2.5 years old. Yeah. You don't know what you're talking about, old person.
You aren't. Yeah. Stop chasing me. You don't know what you're talking about.
You've got socks older than me, but you don't know what you're talking about.
yeah.
Yeah, so
I know my daughter. She has this thing where she's wanted stuff for years. That's what she'll say. You know, I've wanted that for years. I'm like, you're seven.
Yeah,
you know, years. You know, even two. That means you were four. You know, or something. I don't know math, but you were five. You didn't want anything for years. My son will just flat out say, "Oh my gosh!" Now I don't even know where. Oh my gosh!
Oh yeah, we had to stop Johnny on that.
I don't mind it because I think it's hilarious right now, but. And I'm like, if that's the worst he gets, then that's awesome. But and he's like, oh, my gosh. I love it.
Johnny's dropped the – he's actually said, oh, my OMG before, and he's
– disrespecting the name of God. Hey, there you are. Just in time. It's your turn, believe it or not. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah. I don't know this doesn't
– what happened to you?
First time my internet's ever crashed, I think.
Set Missouri internet.
Yeah. It said Ozark internet.
Ozark,
the possums outside doing the treadmill thing have slowed down. Shocked them. With
6 months to teach him how to row. Such a simple word, row. It's the worst commercial ever. Go ahead, man. What you got?
Okay, well, where was I? Oh, I hadn't started. So the other day, my children.
Did you say children? You
my what?
Your children? That's a great name for them.
Children.
My children.
My children. My chillins. My son Jason, who's four, and my daughter Olivia, who's two, were taking a bath. And they always, like, they'll play and do stuff, and it's great. And they have these little cups in there, and they'll drink the water.
Oh, yeah. And
it grosses me out.
Yes.
It builds immunity.
No, it don't.
It's yucky water.
It's nasty. So, they pee in that stuff.
Yeah. They say, it's yucky water. It's yucky water. And they, I guess, just don't understand why.
It doesn't taste yucky. Tastes like salt.
Yeah. It's warm and yummy. It tastes like salt. They were sitting there, and they had their little cups, and they were feeding each other the water, like helping each other drink. And I said,
and you know where they scoop it from? Hold on. You know where they scoop it from? Right near their butts. I mean, that's where the cups go.
Yeah. So they're sharing the water, and they think they're being all sweet for each other. Here, have a drink. And I'm like, and so finally I say, Jason, Olivia, stop drinking the water. It's yucky. And Olivia said, it's not yucky, Daddy. And I said, it is yucky. It has your buttholes and your pee-pees in it. Don't drink the water. And they both looked at me with wide eyes like, we hadn't thought of that before.
Oh, whoa.
It's science.
So,
you ever thought of doing a show, Mikey Wan?
Well, do what?
Don't use such technical terms with your kids. Yeah, you know?
I know. So I'm standing there and I'm watching him, and my daughter starts to pick the cup up and put it to her mouth again. And Jason, my son, looks at her and he just lets out this blood curdling.
No! It has your butthole in it.
And so I had to apologize to my wife.
Yeah, they hate it when we say things like that.
And we're not super careful around it. We don't want our kids to be like, we're already going to homeschool them. That's going to shelter them enough. So we're not super careful with them.
John is, so be careful. We don't want to offend John.
Yeah. But yeah, like, be careful. I'm very offendable.
He was just talking about how he doesn't want his kids saying OMG. So, you know, even the words OMG, the letters.
Oh.
Yeah.
No,
not even the letters.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, but that was maybe a little over the top for a 2-year-old daughter. Yeah. But I was sick of it, and it's not really an issue much anymore.
That's why I call it the privacies. That's
the privacies.
Privacies. I'm like, I'll tell him, I'm like, wash your privacies, all your parts.
And they know. I'm so glad I have boys.
Dude, yeah. It is weird. Me and my wife had a conversation about that. She's like, she says, you know how you're weird about your daughter's stuff? And I'm like, yeah. She says, believe it or not, I'm like that about your son's business. I'm like, really? I thought moms were like immune, but no, she's like, no. Oh. She's like, when I see that thing and if it has problems, I'm like, germs. She's like, I don't even know what to do with it. And true. I mean, it's been zipped in zippers. It's been around in underwear, elastic bands, you know, and stuff. And she'll call me and I'm just like, just pull the front. I mean, that's all you have to do. The solves all problems is pull the front of the waistband out and release. Okay. Moms of the future. Here's how to fix your poor son's hootie hoo. Pull and release. Okay. Not the actual hootie, but
the waistband.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh,
yeah. So needless to say, we haven't had too much bathwater drinking going on in our house lately.
Yeah.
Except me, but. Other than me.
I mean, it's been this year that we decided, you know, it's time to divide, because it's a pain to make this decision, but it's time to stop bathing them together.
Yeah.
And, I think it happened, I don't remember, it was something that occurred, and I'm just like, this is a omen. And I wish I could think of what it was, but it had something to do with privacies. And and I'm just like, yeah, it's time. It's time to go ahead and do that. But so now we don't get any of those kinds of conversations. We just get random comments and and every now and then my daughter will just decide to go in there and poop while he's in the bathtub, and we have to explain to her, you know, this is not gonna happen anymore. There's gonna come a day where you're gonna thank us for stopping you when we did.
Yeah. So.
Time for I'm on top of this today, I'll tell you what. Let's just play something dumb. Time for news. Okay. Dadgummit. I don't have my thing up. Here, a new show, stuffiwishikouldsay.com. Check it out and be amazed. Join us each Tuesday at 9:30 PM Eastern, 6:30 PM Pacific, right there on NLcast.com/live. So you can be part of the chat room. Speaking of the chat room, we got 24 folks in there, which is awesome. Chester Rabbit, Daddy Sir, Dark U, Darth, Doxson, J-Man, Jay Steinklobber. I don't know that guy. Metal, Mr. Jack, Gianna Pino, Pons, MBLF, Ninja Jelly Beans in there twice, Norwegian Girl, Pister Pete, Slash, the Angry Bird Vampire, Amicil, sounds like a pill I took the other day, Polish G, Girls, Jerry, and Anonymous, people all around. Thank you so much for joining us. We'd love for you to join. And the people in the chat room will tell you, you know, if you love Nobody's Listening, you're going to love the pre-show, because we start the cameras at 9, goes to about 9:30. Today it went for 9:15 because we were just running behind. But people love it. There's random stuff happens. Random stuff happens all the time. And it's stuff that you cannot appreciate on a podcast. You have to be here to see it live as it's happening. So. And you have to live near a park where people are honking their horns constantly.
I thought I heard horns.
Nice. Yeah. I did too.
Yeah, it's a great move. Always, live near a park. If you get a chance, live near a park where there's idiots spray painting privacies on the dang sign out there.
Oh, no. Yeah. Privacy? Yes. On the sign?
A very crudely drawn privacy is on the sign across the street in this children's park. Just what kind of idiot draws that?
It's a cannon.
It's Peter Cottontail with one ear. I should do that. I should go out there with a spray paint can and modify it, because it's got the cheeks, you know, the puffy cheeks. I just draw a set of buck teeth underneath it. I put some eyes up on top of the shaft and then a couple of ears, and it'll just be a Peter Cottontail. I'll show them idiots.
Except you'd be the one caught with the spray paint.
Of course.
Can.
Yes. Yeah. Sir, what are you doing? I see a privacy in there, sir. You're gonna have to step this way.
You use the word privacy too.
I know, it's so weird. I knew exactly what you meant. Hey, we want you to sponsor a show. We love it when you do, and it helps us pay the bills. $5. We'll mention you, your mom, you know, your girlfriend. Nobody listening to the show has one, but. If you know, it's just a great time. $5 will get you a general sponsorship. If you have something you want to pimp, like your Estee store or, your dating service or whatever, $10, man. Come on, $10. We got thousands of listeners. It's worth it. Check it out. You can also support the show by going and checking out the NLcast iPhone app in the marketplace there, and the Android app on Amazon.com. That's it. What we're going to do right now is move into a time. It's called our featured story time. Let me see if I have that up. Yep.
Featured story.
We're going to go through and we're going to read your stuff unfiltered right off the cuff. Nobody's listening style.
Listeners have become the featured story.
That's right. NLCast unused. Nice. Let's go back in the day. I'm going to start.
Going to go take the time machine?
We have 133 unread stories from listeners just like you.
Wow.
I got
a few in there, I think.
Yeah. 5/20/2010. This is from Catherine Larson. My friend Katie, who will be the ultimate ruler of the world someday, and she may be now because it's been a couple years.
Yeah.
I went to this conference called Empower. Her friend Josh was there, and all three of us went on a walk like 10 o'clock at night. He ran ahead. We followed cautiously. We shouted, Josh, don't scare us. Don't do it.
Stop. Don't.
Josh wasn't even thinking about it. Now he's like, I've got to scare them.
Exactly.
Josh, hey, scare
them. Josh, don't scare us.
Scare them now.
Josh.
Meaning, hey, Josh. I like you. Scare us.
Yeah, that's what it means.
Exactly.
I hope he scares us.
He shouldn't, but he will. He came out from around the corner to say, all right, I won't scare you, but we just about jumped out of our pants. Oh, see? Okay, it's like that. Mm-hmm. You keep your pants on, ladies.
I'm scared.
Mm-hmm. It just, my pants just fell off. Oh, my gosh.
I jumped right out of them. I'm athletic.
I just lost some weight. I don't know. I had him by his neck against the wall. Oh, my gosh. I can't read this on a family show.
Ooh.
By reflex. And I was cowering in a corner. We thought it was funny. Hope you did, too. Yeah, we did, but not in the way you intended. Thanks.
You thought it was funny, but not for the reason you thought it was funny.
This is from Paul Blurt from 5/19/2010. I'm new to the show. No, you're not. not now.
He doesn't listen anymore because he never read his show.
Yeah.
Story. It'd
be amazed how many people hate us probably because of that.
Did you say Paul Blart, the mall cop?
Paul Birt.
Oh, Birt.
B-I-R-T.
Birt.
He says, I'm new to the show and I love it. I listen to you on my drive to work every day. This story happened a few years ago with my youngest son. Actually, it's more like 5 years ago now. At the time, he was not very tall. Now he's graduating college. But the perfect height for... Ooh, wow. Okay. Let me change the wording here. At the time, he was not very tall, but the perfect height for his privacy to rest on the bowl when he went to the bathroom. This is a first for nobody's listening, folks. I almost read the word penis on the show. Oh, my gosh! That's a technical term. It's a technical term. No, there's nothing wrong with that word in the context of explaining what I didn't want to say. The lid to the toilet in our house stayed open by a very delicate balance. No. Yes, it does.
Guillotine.
The women don't know about that delicate balance, do they? That top tray just basically stays open. Because I never lift both. It's too much work. I have a great aim. So one evening I was in the kitchen with my wife as our son ran off to go to the bathroom. A minute later I heard the lid slam down and him scream. Poor guy.
Oh.
He's a pancake for the rest of his life. I knew instantly what had happened. I got to the bathroom. He was sitting on the floor holding himself and crying. He must have tried to flush before pulling his pants back on, and he bumped the lid. I sat on the floor next to him, scooped him up, and just held him. It does take a man. It takes a dad to understand that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's all I could do not to laugh.
That's all that helps is just being held.
Yes. And I told him that in a couple of months, he would grow more, and this wouldn't be an issue again. Oh, context is everything. Okay.
Reel it back in.
No, it's right there, and it's the end of a line, and I didn't know what he was talking about. Oh, he will grow more.
Taller. Oh.
Yeah.
Taller.
the two you came with are gone, son, but you'll grow more.
Don't worry. They're like a lizard's tail. It's good. You're good.
Poor kid. He says, I'm surprised he's still a stander when he pees. Yeah.
Junk.
Oh, let me see. Do I have that? I don't. Dadgummit. I got that.
I almost got to meet John Wilkerson a couple days ago. Yeah, he was driving through Atlanta, and I didn't get a chance to. I had kid duty again.
Gross. So. Diapers.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You got me now. I want to get the dumb song or the was it called
junk. Yeah, that's poor guy.
Here we go.
Poor
got kicked in the junk. Junk.
So flipping awesome.
I got kicked in the junk.
All right, let's read a couple more from the past, and then we'll get into the current time here. One time I was working in the children's choir with my mother-in-law. This is from Josh Fosey. We were talking about our favorite places. This was the 3 to 5 year old group. We got the typical answers from the kids, the zoo, the park, Build-A-Bear. You know the way they think. Well, we get to the pastor's granddaughter, and she says something really fast, and I didn't understand her, so I asked her what she said again, and she whispers really fast, but I still didn't catch it. Finally, she just yells, "Hooters!" And I looked at my mother-in-law and just tried my best to ask the next kid without laughing. Needless to say, kids are great.
What'd she say Hooters for?
It was her favorite place.
I'm going to work there someday.
Wow.
Oh, man.
This is from 5/19/2010, and the sponsor of this episode, one of the sponsors, Drew Covert from West Side of Mars podcast, wrote this. So this is your time, buddy. I know he's still listening all these years later. In my class, before we took the EOGs, I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Standardized EOG. Testing of some okay. kind.
Okay. My teacher, Mrs. Backham, said, "Does anyone need to use the restroom? Speak now or forever hold your peace." Only when she said it the next time, we got our she got her tongue tied, and she said, "Speak now or forever hold your pee." No, she didn't tie her tongue. She said that on purpose because you guys were middle schoolers, and that's hilarious.
She thinks she's clever.
She is.
To me, peace is funnier.
To me, here's the way to do it. It's the balance of the two. Or forever hold your peace. That's the funny. That's the funny. Hope you guys find this funny. I bet John's cracking up because I said P sent from my iPhone. Yes, you did. All right. Now let's go to some latest ones here. Let's get back on up. We've got it down to 129. Can you believe it?
Yes.
Awesome.
All right. That's my highest bowling score, by the way.
Hey, James, I have a shout-out for you. I'm glad the show's back from the unexpected break, and I'm glad Howard healed you. Long live NL Cast. Amen.
Amen.
Noel Girl says, my LBB is currently roommate living. Okay, an LBB, for those of you who don't know, back when we used to do LBBs, it was actually a segment on the show, and an LBB is a living, breathing butthead who lives and exists just to be a jerk. And we used to talk about them so that people wouldn't be like them. So here he is. my LBB, she says, is currently a roommate living. I live in a 3x3, which means I have 3 roommates, and each nice. Has our own bathroom. That's awesome, actually.
That's very nice. Yeah. Way better than we had.
Now, if you just had your own refrigerator and your own sets of 4 walls and your own entrance and exit, that would be even better.
Yep. Now that's the life.
Yeah. It's usually a great layout, but my room is off the living room. The big TV is mounted on the wall outside of my left wall, so my door is right next to the TV. My roommate has gotten into the habit of watching movies late with her boyfriend. Sure, that's what they're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've asked them to turn it down, but she ignores me. Well, that's because if you turn it down, you'll still hear stuff. It ain't like it's going to be quiet. Yeah. It's hard for me to be confrontational, but I guess I'll have to. Hope you're doing well. Faithful listener, the Noel Girl. All the way from Florida State University. Go Noles. Funny. Funny because when she sent that, or no, that was this week. That ain't that far away, girl. I'm in Florida. So we're
yes. Go Noles. I'm a Florida State
This
fan.
Almost read like we're an advice show. So let's treat it like that. What advice would you give Noel Girl or Noel Girl? Sorry, I've been saying it wrong. On how to handle this situation, you know, the television's mounted on her wall, so obviously it's getting all that reverberation and stuff, and the boyfriend's in the house late at night. Obviously, people should be sleeping instead of dating. What do you guys say? Go around the room here.
I would. You know what I would do?
What would you do?
Third chair, but I already have an idea. I would walk in and I'd grab their popcorn or whatever and have a seat in between them and say, since I can hear it, I'm just going to watch it too. And just sit with them and watch the movie.
That's right. There you go.
And they'll start turning it down because they don't want you creeping in on their moments.
That's right. That's smart. However, I'm a little bit more passive aggressive.
Yes.
And since it's on my wall, I probably would figure out some way to short the power to the TV.
Be sneaky.
Yeah, I'd like stick a screwdriver in where the power cable should be and mess with it until something.
And here's the practical side. I like to handle things in an open and honest way. I would say, first of all, we need to get that TV off my wall. First of all,
yeah,
that's the problem. It's a problem any time of the day. And then lastly, I would say, look, ho dog, your boyfriend needs to go home, period, or you're out.
Truth.
That's right.
Oh, man, I just remembered the best weekly update ever. Okay, can you guys bear with me and let me just do this? Seriously, I had forgotten it. It's worth it.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay, so we were at Disney World, and we decided to take my kid's favorite ride, even though he's only four, is Pirates of the Caribbean. He's not scared of it at all. He loves it. And that's great for me because I've loved it, even though, you know, it's been in disrepair, and then now they've, you know, kind of updated it. I even loved it when it stunk. And so we're on this thing, and we're on it in the back row, and in front of us are these three kids, I would say 13, 14-year-olds, and one guy in the middle, two girls on the outside, and it's typical to see that. You'll see the boyfriend and the girlfriend and then the third wheel, you know, that probably has a crush on him, but, you know, it's just the girl's best friend or whatever. I don't even understand it all. But since it's a family show, I won't go into extreme detail, but I will just say that I got really confused about who was the girlfriend after about 10 minutes. And it was weird.
Oh, no.
Some weird, you know, just mutual hands on people and all kinds of stuff. And my wife and I kind of looked at each other, and I was about to just start something. But I noticed two things. First, my kids didn't see anything, didn't know anything was going on. But there was just a lot of cross smooching and you know, stupid mess, just stupid crap. And I thought too, I'm like, we're only at the big boat, you know, where the big boat is before you go into the scenes. I'm like, this is going to be really awkward if this goes south, if I have to fight these kids, you know.
And throw them off the water.
Yeah. You know, yes! If you've ever been through Pirates of the Caribbean, the worst thing you could ever do to somebody in that situation, if you had to fight them, is hold them up to that dark, nasty black foot that's hanging over the edge in scene 3. You know what I'm talking about. That foot is gross.
Going under the bridge.
Been there for 35 years. It's nasty. But anyway, I didn't say anything, and I'm praying, just Lord, you know, just keep it cool. Cause I will, when I'm going to go off, I will go off. Cause it's just, you know, my kids are there. They don't need to see this crap. You know, if you want to do your alternative lifestyle, you know, experimentation, go for it, but not on Pirates of the Stinking Caribbean, my favorite ride. There's nothing sexy about Pirates of the Caribbean, except for that redhead. We wants the redhead, you know? So we get off the boat and they get off and they're, you know, tucking things in and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. It's just ridiculous. Sickening mess. What? They're just kids, you know? And I'm thinking, okay, surely, you know, as we're going up the escalator to the, you know, the belt to the top, And hands start going on booties right there in front of my whole family. And I said, hey, stop your hoe crap right now. Nice. And I started walking at them, just walking right at them. I'm like, if you guys want to be sluts somewhere else, that's fine, but not in front of my family. And I said, and by the way, your alternative lifestyle sucks.
No, you didn't.
I did. I was mad.
Angry.
And they ran. They ducked and ran. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Those kids don't know nothing. They're just stupid fools.
I love it.
They don't even know. They're just, and my wife's totally upset on a whole different level. She's just like, that poor girl doesn't think she's worth her own man, you know, and this kind of thing. And I'm like, you could say that about either of them, you know. It's just, it's just sick. Stupid.
Yeah, that's wow.
So there you go.
They ran away from you.
Yeah, they did. Because I didn't know what I was about
to do. Go on the ghost ride.
At least, but see, that showed me something. That showed me that they knew. They knew they were being idiots. And they just needed somebody to call them on it. So, yeah. It's like, can you stop your hoe crap?
stop your hoe crap.
They're probably like, what's that?
What? I don't know.
Am I gardening right now?
Who is at first base?
Stop being a manhole.
Yeah, if you're going to first base, don't be playing two baseball games at the same time. That's all I'm saying. So.
Wow.
So there you go. Now we're back to this.
Featured story.
It's the show that just gives and gives. Hey, James, John, and Ethan. This just happened tonight. This is from Elizabeth. My whole family, minus my mom, drove out to my dad's friend's ranch. It was a cool ranch. We had a good time calling in turkeys and driving his Polaris. Yeah.
Polaris? Oh, yeah. Those are like four-wheelers.
Yeah,
right?
Polaris is awesome. Calling in turkeys? I don't know what that would be like.
That's fun, Fran.
That's what we do out
here. Anyway.
They needed to get their internet running again.
Call the turkeys in?
Call the turkeys in.
We finally got in the truck after dark and drove to the ranch owner's house. Yeah, might want to let them know you're there earlier next time. Because who's got the Polaris out and who's calling all the turkeys?
Stop it.
My dad walked up and he said something like, stop all your whole crap. No.
Nice.
Please say that this week. Everyone, find a situation where somebody's making out in your high school hallway or something and just say it. Stop that whole crap.
That's what the girl with the TV problem can do. She can just
bust
open the door.
Stop your whole crap. Can I make a t-shirt? Please.
Yes.
Anyway. So my dad, he got... Then we got back in and we followed the guy to the big, wait a minute, hold on. We got and drove to the ranch owner's house. My dad walked up and said something about going to get turkey feathers. And then he got back in and we followed the guy to a big outdoor area with a freezer where they kill people, apparently. My dad got out and I thought he was going to go and bring out some plain old tail, turkey tail or something. Instead, the dude brought out this whole turkey, and they started to put it in a bag, and I bet you know what happened next. They chucked it in the truck, and we drove home. Where's my doom sound? I don't know why that's crazy, but it deserves this. If that's the worst thing that can happen, I don't have my doom sound. Oh, well. Anyway, so they chucked it in the truck, and we drove home. Just so you know, it was an hour-long drive. We went inside and put our stuff away. I went back outside to see what my dad was doing. And to my horror, he was sawing off the turkey's tail.
He sawed a turkey's tail?
I think he just ruined my Thanksgiving.
You could saw off a turkey's tail?
Apparently. Well, yeah, the whole fan, the whole...
Gotta go somewhere.
Yeah.
When you eat it.
I just love Elizabeth here. She's no offense, sweetie, but... I guess you're just more traditional than me. I like the turkey to have no feathers when I eat it. So if that's ruining Thanksgiving, I don't want to go to your house for Thanksgiving.
She's a purist.
Yes. I like
my turkey feathers on. Thank you.
So, let's see. I went outside to see what my dad was doing. In my horror, he was doing this. I think he just ruined my Thanksgiving. When I couldn't sleep that night, I went downstairs for a snack. I want some turkey feathers.
There was a turkey with no tail.
And there were these three turkeys, and they were all kissing each other. Stop your hunger. When I opened the fridge, I saw the tailless turkey very awkwardly stuffed inside it, and he covered himself over with his wings. Oh, no. No. Close the door. I'm in here.
Stop it. I don't have anything to cover myself with.
Nothing on. She says it was really gross. I hope it wasn't too long and that it made John cringe and James sing. No.
Maybe if he was cutting off a human's tail, that would definitely have made me cringe.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is kind of gross, though, the thought of sawing off a turkey's tail.
Yeah, if it was alive or something, but not when it's dead. James, Trevor, David, and John, I'm saying hi to former guests or hosts. I just wanted to say that cell phones are awesome. They're almost indestructible. No, they're not. Have you ever actually owned one, Zach? The only thing effective on them are buses and apples launching from spud cannons. You guys are awesome, and I love the show. John is very immature, though. Yeah. Anyway, keep it up. John.
Hey.
And then he says, John, what is wrong with you?
Stop your whole crap. You're immature. Oh, crap.
I can't help it.
Please read this as middle school drama. Okay.
Who, me? Who, me?
Middle school drama. Here we go. A few days ago, I was in school and I was going poo, and I let a big long fart. So there was one more other than me in there, and he yelled, "What the heck?" And we both started laughing, and he said it sounded like a machine gun, and then it echoed. All I can say is it was one John would be proud of. After that, I left a dump that clogged the toilet. Thanks for reading this on the show. Also, thanks for reading three of my stories in two episodes. I will always listen. From Bart.
Thanks,
sound
man.
Sound like a machine gun?
Sound like a machine gun. Have you ever farted and then started laughing?
I was trying to start a lawnmower once. You trying to start a lawnmower in there?
My goal when I let him go is to try to be as quiet as possible. John doesn't do that, but I do, because I have a very sensitive wife and very sensitive, and kids that will, you know, spread. They will evangelize about my fart to other people.
Pastor of the children's church.
Yeah, so they'll tell people. And
please pray for my daddy, because he was in the bathroom the other day and it was so loud.
So when I'm trying to get him, I try to gravity feed him to where, like, I don't try to wait till they're. I don't push him out. I just kind of add a little bit of extra bounce to each step, so they kind of drop one at a time.
Dude, so just letting you know. I couldn't live like that.
You have to, man. You can't let it loose. Plus, I wear boxers. If something's coming out, it's going to go all the way to my socks.
Just got to look on it. I'm getting good at the crop dusting.
These guys in the chat rooms are hilarious, man. They know what's up.
Last year, this is Ethan, John, and James from Yash Patel. He says, if only football hadn't been invented. Last year, I was on a summer camp with Army cadets, and one of the evenings, we were playing touch football. However, when you're playing touch football with 15 to 18-year-olds, it becomes full contact minus the protection.
Yep.
Very quickly. On the minus the protection, quit your whole crap. In one of the plays, I dived in to catch the ball, and another guy dove in at the same time, but feet first. That's not diving. My face and his shoe connected, and let's just say I spent the next 4 hours holding a bloody tissue to my nose. When I got home a week later, it took you a week. Anyway, oh, get camp. Never mind. Summer camp. Dang, that was a big bloody nose. I went to the hospital and found out I had broken my nose very close to my skull. Really? Is there any other place to break it?
Ouch.
I broke my nose close to my clavicle.
That's like the Karate Kid move.
Yeah, sweep the leg. Sweep the leg, Johnny. And well, that was a fun week. Keep it going to 300. Yash from London. London! That's a London? Blast
so
in the past.
Wait, he's playing football. Wait, you can't. In London, they call football soccer. They call soccer football.
Well, I'm sure it was soccer then, because that would make a little more sense. But I didn't know they were protection.
It was
so
touch soccer. I mean, there's no such thing as soccer.
Well, if you're in London, you call our game American football, and you call what we call soccer football. And even though it makes more sense, don't you know you've got to regret, because what we do in America is best. Just ask us what you should say, what you should do, where you should go, and we'll tell you how to run your show. Just ask us, we've got advice, and if you didn't hear it, we'll say it twice. And if you pay us money, we'll even do it nice. In America, we love all countries that are somewhat like ours, and we compare you to us every day. Just fix that football thing, and we'll be fine and on our way. And do not ask us to slap. Just do not ask us to give a crap. Okay, what else? Let's see. Well, me and my family, we love Disney World, and we love to go. We love to float, and we love Jack Sparrow. We love the updates in that ride, but we don't like the middle school students experimenting, giving up their pride, swapping spit inside of a ride that was not meant to hide your immorality. My kids don't need to see the wood trigonometry going on inside this menagerie. Oh, please don't make me slap. Just stop your ho crap. Stop your ho stuff, yeah. You're too young to even have a girlfriend, much less two. Just give it up. Find your mom and let her spank you. And I'm sorry it took us 2 years to read your email. I cannot say I'm sorry now. I know if we properly loved each and every one of you, we would read them all, but man, it's tough. Because although I'd like to say that every one of you are the funniest people in the world, the truth is some of what you write is improper. And sometimes even if it's not and doesn't have any cuss words, it just plain is not funny. So I stick it to the back of the line, honey. That's not true. Sometimes we just run out of time. I mean, we get more emails than we can read on every show. And if you're a voicemail person, dear God, have mercy on your soul. We ain't played voicemails in like a year. So don't call. Just write it in. And let's see. What else? Oh, let me change it up here a little bit.
Make it heavy metal now.
Oh, goodness. Your son and your daughter drinking butthole water. Butthole water. Butthole water.
That's like a ska version of heavy metal or something.
Sorry, it's all I know.
Oi. It almost sounded like early Audio Adrenaline.
Yes, it did. Sorry.
It's so cool.
All right. What else? was there any other things of note that we should mention? Wait a minute. Okay, one more. Oh, Turkey Tail. Yeah. I want to dedicate one to John. Okay. Dad, I know you've been around the block a time or two, but I'm so young, I don't know anything other than what I do. So you let me loose in a park with a lot of things to climb and a bunch of pretty flowers, people crying. I'm gonna make a beeline for the parking lot, 'cause that's where the cars are. That's where I could get killed the fastest. I'm a son of yours and that's my job. But you try to stop me and pull me back and grab me by the head. And you try to explain to me, but that stuff's not doing what you thought it would. And I said, what do you say again? Dad, you don't know. What? You don't know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know what you're talking about. You're only 700 feet taller than me. You've only been around the sun a few more hundred times than I have. Or maybe just a few. Whoa. Tens. Sorry. Forgot how long it takes to get around the sun. I'm 2.5 and I know Barney and Dora. And they never told me anything about this, so it's immoral. Pretty soon, years will go by, and I will be back here in this place. And I'll be putting you in the ground, and there will be no one for me to chase. And I will put a flower on your grave, and I will laugh at you. And then I'll run out in the parking lot, and a car will knock me out of my shoes. And then I'll say, Dad, it seems that after all, you didn't know what you were saying.
and I should have listened to you. And now I'm laying here and I'm praying.
And then he dies.
Hey!
Sorry, I don't make it up. It just comes to me. So, that's it. Sorry your son died, man. All right, that's the show. Sorry about your son.
Put him in the freezer.
They can't all be great, especially with a hater like K. Michael Prince on the show.
I didn't say anything.
I know, that's what made it suck.
Whoa!
Thank you for real though, K. Mike. Thank you for being on the show, John, as well. We always appreciate you. And thank you, all you listeners, for listening to the show later, and everybody in the chat room who hung out with us the whole time. Go to the website, podcast.nlcast.com. Hey, a little side note too, I've started my own personal blog, jameskennison.com. If you want to know what's going on in my life, or even if you don't, go over there and make a comment or make fun of me. Jameskennison.com. That's KENNIISSSSSN. Email us.
What?
Email us at james@nlcast.com with your stories, comments, feedback, or fart songs. And email us or call us at 209-5-NLCast. Don't really, because we won't play it. Facebook and Twitter /NLCast for both of those. What is yours, Pastor Mikey Wan? What's your Twitter?
Twitter's K. Michael Prince.
K. Michael Prince, guys, and then Jay Steinklomber, of course. Join us for a live show Tuesday nights, 9:30 Eastern. Leave an iTunes review if that's how you found us, and check out all of the great NLCast Podcast Network shows at NLCast.com. At this point, we've got a new Stuff I Wish I Could Say and a new Podcast Kid. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to Rob Gobers for our theme music. Thanks for our spouses for letting us record, our contributors, and everyone who listens. And remember, when you tell a funny life story, tell it like nobody's listening. Peace.